This is an Ekarmu with UN News. South Korea's donation of 50,000 tons of rice and $4.5 million to help its struggling northern neighbor will support up to 2 million people hit by drought and successive poor harvests, the World Food Programme, or WFP, said on Wednesday. In an interview with UN News' Daniel Johnson, WFP spokesperson Hervé Verhussel describes how more than 10 million people in mainly rural areas in the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, or DPRK, face chronic food shortages. This means that some families only eat eggs and other protein a handful of times a year, he says.
Last month, the World Food Programme and FAO conducted an assessment in the country, and we realized that more than 10 million people in North Korea are in need of urgent food assistance. That's why the support was confirmed today by the Republic of South Korea, support of 50,000 metric tons of rice plus $4.5 million is an important first step to help WFP to scale up the support that we give in the country for the moment.
And you're going to have to scale up because you say you need 300,000 metric tons of food. You're a sixth there, if you like, and you need almost $300 million. Who is going to dip into their coffers for this one, Hervé?
Right, this is correct. We need more than 300,000 metric tons of food. That's a value of $275 million. That's why today we call additional donors to support the humanitarian operation of the World Food Programme in North Korea.
Can I just interrupt? How are you going to satisfy the needs of donors who might wish to provide some sort of guarantee about how this aid is distributed?
As always in the country, for all our food assistance operation in DPRK in North Korea, WFP will require that high standard for access and also monitoring system are in place before we take the responsibility of distributing any food. And that's already what we do today. Today we are supporting 770,000 people, women and children, with food assistance, and we already require that access and that monitoring. If we scale up to additional people, for example here with the support of South Korea, we will support an additional 1.5 to 2 million children, pregnant and nursing mother, we obviously request the same access and the same possibility for independent monitoring.
In fact, you have pretty good access from what I can see. You've accessed at least 35 to 40 counties in DPR Korea, so access is perhaps not so much of an issue. It's really other things like the fact that there's a lack of fertilizer, there's a lack of spare parts for machinery. How does WFP and FAO convince the authorities that these kinds of things are important?
Both organizations, FAO and WFP, listed that need, the need of fertilizer, the need of material, in the summary of the report and in the recommendation of the report last month. It's something that was very important to give a better result and better agricultural production in the country. Then we have listed all a series of recommendations to the report, and the easy access for those kind of material or product are one of them.
And maybe you could just explain where the situation is worst. I'm imagining it's not in the big urban centres, it's in the rural regions, and children are particularly hard hit.
Correct. It's in the countryside, it's in the rural part of the country. Why? Because obviously those part of the country very depend of the production, of the harvest, and the harvest was the worst in 10 years. We have food deficit of 1.36 million metric tons in the country, and like you say, especially women and young children are the most vulnerable in those regions, and we will of course try to focus to those regions for the support to the 1.5 to 2 million people that we will reach thanks to the South Korean government.
Also, in terms of what people are actually eating, what kind of detail can you give me? I see that the rice harvest failed in North and South Hwanghae, the rice bowl provinces of the country. What are we hoping might happen with the wheat and barley crops?
For the moment already, dietary diversity is very low. People are eating rice, maize, and potatoes every day, eggs only a few days a year. I mean, I don't even speak about meat or fish. Then that's very bad dietary diversity. That's something that is maybe difficult for most of the people listening to us not to understand. I mean, we need to try to work on that to make sure that protein that they receive and the type of food that they receive is better than today, especially for the kids and for pregnant women.